Hey there. If you have a desire for true healing, change and transformation in your life, and if you have a deep desire to meet your true self and express all of who you are with the world, then in my honest opinion, the only thing that you need and that's really, really necessary to get you started with your journey of healing and transformation is a total and radical acceptance of who you are right now. A total and radical acceptance of where you are right now. A total and radical acceptance of what you are right now. And who, where, and what you are not. A total and radical acceptance of how you look, feel, of what you are capable of your level of intelligence, of your level of skills, of your gifts and talents. And also, of course, of what you aren't capable of, etc. It's a total and radical acceptance of your reality as it is, not as you wish it to be. Let that sink in. A total and radical acceptance of your reality as it is, not as you wish it to be. We are taught from a very young age that to be seen, valued, liked, heard, and loved, we have to meet a certain image. We have to look like a certain kind of woman or man. We have to behave like others, be like the rest. And because of this, we create this ultimate perfect image in our heads of who we should be, how we should be, what we should do. And we try to live up to that image our entire lives, based on what we learn from our close surroundings, family, friends, school, TV, magazines, social media, etc. We create this fake but perfect image of ourselves in our minds. We create a perfect identity. But this image, this identity, this persona, that's not who we truly are. That's a modified version of ourselves with a lot of parts of our true self hidden, suppressed, and in the end, forgotten. If you truly want to heal and transform yourself, and if you have a deep desire to find yourself and express all of who you are with the world, you have to start admitting to yourself that the person you show to the world right now isn't who you truly are. You have to stop living up to this image in your head that you've created to stay safe, to survive, to be seen, loved, heard, and valued by others. You have to start accepting yourself for who you truly are, radically. You have to start admitting that you're not, for example, as thin as you think the world would want you to be, or that smart or skilled. You have to stop trying to be good at everything. You have to stop trying to be everything all at once. Or the opposite, you have to start admitting that you are actually smarter, more powerful, more resilient, more strengthful, more resourceful, etc., than you made the world believe, out of shame or guilt, for example. You have to start admitting that you made yourself smaller. You have to radically accept your reality as it is. Look around, look in the mirror, look at yourself, look at your body, look at your face, look at your hands, look at your legs, at your feet. Look at your life, look at your job, look at your relationships, look at your house. Look at it, face reality, be humble, admit, who are you right now? And does this match the image that you try to meet? Does this match the image that you are trying to uphold? Where does it meet the image? And where doesn't it meet the image? And can you accept that? Can you surrender to that? You have to accept that you make mistakes, that you sometimes make a mess out of things, that you are insecure, afraid, or angry. Sometimes I would even describe it as just let all your fears and insecurities come true. What if you aren't perfect? What if you are really small right now? What if you are living unhealthier than you would want to admit right now? What if you are bad at your job? What if that was a bad project that you did? Because you're trying to fit in a place you just don't fit. What if fill in your insecurities, your fears, your perfectionism? What if you are less pretty than your neighbor because she meets the beauty standards more than you do. What if? What if it's true? And let it be. And feel it. What if it's true? What happens to your body, your state of being, if you imagine that? What then? What if you're not the superhuman you think you should be? What if you don't have to be some kind of superhuman anymore? Can you feel the relief? The relaxation? Maybe even laugh about it? And if not, if you feel resistance or don't want to accept, can you just sit with the resistance and maybe ask it the question, why are you here? Why aren't I allowed to accept myself radically? Can you allow yourself to be a messy, perfectly imperfect human being again? Can you then finally see yourself for who you truly are right now and embrace all your beauty and all your flaws? When you radically accept yourself for who you truly are right now, be humble, be honest, then you can work with what is and work towards the person or the life you want to be or live. Because you then work with reality as it is. There will be no resistance anymore. You can start to play again and create again. So, self-acceptance is key. Especially when the concept of self-love is something that you find hard to grasp. You can see self-acceptance as the beginning of a deep and profound self-love. And I know this might sound as the world upside down. Admitting your insecurities, your flaws, your ugliness, your human mess. Facing them, acknowledging them, letting them be true. Especially in a world where positive thinking and creating a perfect future image of yourself is something that's being promoted over and over again. As if that is the way to healing and transformation and growth. But the latter is just another form of creating a perfect persona or image in your head that you have to live up to. And the downside of that is that it's just another form of putting pressure on yourself and suppressing parts of yourself that you think aren't allowed or even have the right to exist. So it's another form of rejecting parts of yourself. While these parts of you that you reject actually long for you to see them, acknowledge them, and let them live and play along. They want you to integrate them. It's that simple. Radically accept yourself. Let all of who you are exist at the same time. And be okay with that. And this is actually how you integrate all the parts of yourself. And by integrating all the parts of yourself, that is how you truly heal. Because healing is nothing more than becoming whole again. Facing all the parts of you. All the good and all the bad parts. All the beautiful parts, all the ugly parts. The light and the dark. Let it be true at the same time. And you will become whole. And this means healing. The longer you try to meet a certain image, the longer you will suppress parts of yourself. And the longer you suppress parts of yourself, the harder they will try to get your attention. Then the resistance will grow and you will feel stuck, anxious and stressed all the time. The inner battle will continue and self-hatred will grow because of that. Let your fears and insecurities come true and feel that you're still alive after that. Go through the fear, sit with it. Soothe the child inside of you that's scared and once created this perfect persona to survive. Tell it that it's safe and then feel how it will free you. Be a rebel. Choose radical self-acceptance in a world where you are being encouraged to self-hate and self-reject and self-suppress all the time. Fuck the images that we all try to meet. Fuck the beauty standards and all other kinds of standards. Fuck the ideas about what it means to be a woman or a man, a father, a mother, a sister, a brother. Fuck it all. And go create a life where who you are and what you are right now is perfect the way it is.